Today on Table Talk with BBYO Insider, we are giving you all an in-depth look on opening day of IC 2024.
Shalom, and welcome back to Table Talk with BBYO Insider, the International AZA and BBG podcast with the inside scoop on all things BBYO, hosted by Press Corps. I'm Mia from Lone Star.
I'm Zach from Rocky Mountain Region.
I'm Riley from North Florida.
I'm Ella from Great Midwest Region.
And I'm Trey from KMR.
And we are live from International Convention 2024.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
How's everyone doing today?
I'm doing great. I was so excited to see you guys today.
We finally got to reunite today, all of us as a friend group, for the first time since ILTC. It was super exciting. Ella was the last one to arrive. We've all been here for advance week. Ella, how was your plane ride?
My plane ride was great. I listened to my audiobook and I got a little bit of sleep. I was just really excited to get here. Considering it's my last IC, I just wanted to make the most out of everything. What did you guys do today?
So this morning started off with the executive body going to the Space Center, which I did not participate in, but Riley, Mia, and Trey did. So what were the highlights of that?
For me, the best part of that was we got to meet an actual astronaut that has been to space, and we got his autograph, and we got to take pictures with him, and then we got to go watch a movie about being in space, and it was really interactive, and I learned a lot.
And we also had an Imagineer come and visit us, and it was really inspiring because he was a former BBYO alum and former Grand Olaf Gadol, and he came around, showed us different pictures from Disney, and he actually traveled to Shanghai and built on his projects in a very passionate and unordinary way.
I just thought it was really great to have the executive body together for one more time for our term, because it's the last time we'll all be together in person. So that was really nice to see everyone one last time.
It was really fun.
Yeah.
And then during that time, while they were all at the Kennedy Space Center, I got to see and reunionize with a bunch of my friends from the summer and other times within BBYO, so that was really exciting.
And when we got back and we all met back up, we went outside to all the summer pool parties that were going on.
Yes.
Yeah, my room overlooks the pools, and I saw a ton of people having fun. So I think I'll go next time I have the chance.
Yeah, I think another highlight of coming back from execs, this is my first IC, and I was seeing people from all different countries and regions, accents I'd never heard before. It was really interesting just kind of getting to meet new people that I really wouldn't have had a chance to meet in other situations.
There was a lot of people here. Like, when we came back from execs, we got out of the bus. There's, like, so many people here. It was so exciting. Like, every 5 seconds I was seeing someone that I hadn't seen in so long, and it was just, like, super exciting few hours.
Yeah, it was amazing to see the amount of people at opening ceremonies, and it just felt so special to have us all together, like, doing the same thing, watching the same people and just like feeling the same feelings all together as a movement. I think that's something I'll never forget. That's always one of my favorite parts of convention.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, getting to hear from all the speakers that came today was really cool. And just being together with everyone was really amazing.
Mm-hmm.
How was everyone's first delegation meeting?
It was good.
RMR's was good. I personally wanted to be very spiritful for the region and show off our pride, so I painted my face fully green.
It looks great.
Yeah,
it
you does. Look really green.
Yeah. North Florida was, like, good to be back with everyone because, like, we all are from Orlando, really. But it was just nice to be together before the craziness all started.
Yeah, KMR decked out with our black and gold because we're from Pittsburgh, so we had black and yellow beads and a terrible towel.
Mm-hmm. GMR had a great first delegation meeting. I love delegation meetings because it's like a little piece of home, a little pocket of peace in all the chaos that is IC, the fun chaos, of course, but you're always meeting new people and there's thousands of teens here, so sometimes it's nice to be in a room of people you know and people you're already comfortable with. So I think it was productive, and I learned about what we're doing this weekend, so I'm very excited.
Personally, it was my first time leading a delegation meeting for Lone Star because I got inducted as NISIA like a month ago, but it was super exciting to like get to be in front of like everyone in my region and like see all the people that I'm friends with from home and all the people from Houston and San Antonio and El Paso. And it was just like super exciting. We got a lot of talking and a lot of fun done, but we also know what we're doing. And as the largest delegation here at IC, I think Lone Star is doing great.
Yeah. I think there's a couple things to look forward to tomorrow, whether it's attending elections or going on your Elite State track or AZAA or BBG. I mean, personally, I think we're all attending elections.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But exciting to elect our 100th Grand Board and our 80th International Board.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it a lot. I'm really excited for tomorrow morning, and we're all wishing everyone the best of luck for elections tomorrow.
Mm-hmm, of course.
And have fun at your lead state checks and AZAA and BBWG.
Yeah.
And that's a wrap, BBYO. Thank you all so much for joining us on this episode of Table Talk.
Be sure to subscribe so you can be the first to know when a new episode goes live.
Catch you next time on Table Talk with BBYO Insider.